Oscar Fuller, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. Any station wishing to have a Q show, please call Kilo Oscar Fuller, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. This is Kilo Oscar Fuller, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. Stand and die for the net. Whiskey, Whiskey Zulu, check your mic.
Please, I'm testing it quick.
Hello, Fuller, WWC test.
Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Tonight I'm going to post a piece of announcement, but before I do that, I'll give other stations an opportunity if they have any. Are there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, W4DJW with one announcement.
KO4NUE, N4HHC with one announcement.
JW and N4HHC. Dave, go ahead with your announcement, sir.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate you calling the net tonight. I'd just like to say thank you to everyone that came out to our effort to move the ham radio equipment from one location to another today. We had a very good turnout, and everybody pulled their weight, and it was a very successful effort, did it in record time. And I just want to say that all of the effort of all of the people that came out and helped out with that effort is greatly appreciated. W4DJW back to net control. Oh, check me in, negative, negative, and thanks again for calling the net tonight, Chad. W4DJW back to net control.
HHC, this is KO4NUE. Go ahead with your announcement, sir.
Everyone on the net, this is N4HHC. Just by way of information, if you had the opportunity today to visit the Imagine Upstate there downtown Greenville on Main Street, That was my first experience, but I tell you, it was just incredible as far as the quality of the vendors and the programs that they had. Concentration on the STEAM, which is the STEM subject categories plus arts, and there was just so much quality information and opportunities. I thought, I don't know if it's possible, but if the club or, you know, some group could participate in that and get amateur radio also there, that might be something to think about. This is N4HHC.
Warren, I appreciate your comments, and I didn't realize that was going on this weekend downtown, but we'll pass that along to our net manager. in the club and you know, see if that might be a possibility. Are there any more announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? And by the way, Dave, I've got you checked in, and Warren, I've checked you in too as well, sir. Are there any more announcements for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight? So I'll go ahead and post my announcements. So tonight after the net, after the round table, I mean during the round table, sorry, after we close the RF portions of the check-ins, we'll be having a discussion tonight about QRM, which is man-made interference on the repeater. How to handle that, some tips and tricks. And I would like to personally enlist every amateur call that we have in this network to be proactive with this matter. And I have got a little plan together, and I'd like to discuss that with you after the net. But I need to get through the check-ins first. And so with that, if you're interested in learning a little bit about your radio and some tips and tricks and how to help this community get through this issue, please hang around after the RF portions. So, W4DJW, would you like to place a number on your announcement, sir?
Affirmative, number one, W4DJW.
KO4NUE, would you like to place a number on your announcement, sir?
Chad, number one, N4HHC, back to net.
Okay, Warren, I probably need to put, can you give me another number that was taken, sir?
Okay, I thought it was mine, but that's, I guess, for the net. So then, do we need to have it number three? If you're number two, I'm happy any number that works for the net, Chad, over.
All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Warren, I have you down from number two, and I'll take number three. So we get three counts of traffic tonight. Okay, let's get on with the preamble. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll start with the pre-check-ins tonight. W4FCM, Mr. Fred, N4IEI, Ms. Isla, in Traveler's Rest, and Fred also in Traveler's Rest. K1CJW, Mr. Rowland in Pickens. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KI4MRA, Fred in Greer. KJ4WNP, Landon in Blairsville, Georgia. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. And KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt in Inman. And Walt, if you're listening, I hope you're having a wonderful night, sir. We take Echo Link stations. I'm going to go ahead and check in my wife, KO4RYP. And Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Big Kevin. I'm checking in from Florida tonight. I'm down here in I can't remember the name of it now. Saint Augustine, Florida. And want to say good evening to you, everybody on the net. Hope everybody's doing well. I'll be negative and negative. And check me in and out, please. And I'll get feels from you later on, you or day one, on the radio thing. Back to you. Back to net.
K4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Recognize KN4UBG. That's Mr. Kevin down in St. Augustine, Florida. Kevin, I'm envious of you. I know that's a pretty place down there. And also KN4RJN, John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you guys checking in via Echo Link. So we'll take one more pause. I see another station up there, and we'll give him an opportunity before we move on to the RF portion. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check it out. Kilo Golf 4 Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis and Gaffney tonight in Pawleys Island. Good evening to you, Chad, and all of it at 73.
Dennis, KG4JIA. Dennis in, I'm going to scratch out Gaffney, and right, Pawleys Island, South Carolina. Hope you are doing well, and I hope you enjoy your visit down in the Lowcountry. All right, so I'm not seeing any more on Echo Link that I haven't gotten so far, so we'll move on to the RF portion of the check-in tonight, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Joy. like to say hello to you, Miss Joy. And W4CTY, that's Tyler and Taylor's. Are there any more? Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Go ahead, recheck. Taylor, W4CTW. Yes, Tyler, I got you. The net would like to recognize W4CTW, Tyler and Taylor's. Appreciate you keeping me straight, Tyler. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix that begins with Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And I will be in and out tonight, Chad, but I'll hang around for afterwards. KO4HKX.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Perry in Candler, North Carolina, and I'll be negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
I would like to recognize KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, appreciate you standing by, sir. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry up in Candler. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Harry. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
So, for Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative, over.
Recognize W4FHJ, this Mr. Gene and Traveler's Rest, Gene. I'm sorry, sir, I got distracted. Gene, if you got a pen, I need you to write something down for me. I'll give you a pause here for a second. Come back when you got a pen, sir.
FHJ, go ahead.
Gene, why don't you write down my telephone number and call me privately tomorrow. I need to talk with you about something, but not on the air. Telephone number is 864-915-9166. Name is Chad. Call is KO4NUE. Give me a call tomorrow, and I'll talk with you about you then. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene up in Traveler's Rest. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE. If you and Miss Anna are well, please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you, Anna. And it's all on the list. Traffic, no comment.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan over in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net. 4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. KK4JPQ. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. KC4MFK. Name is Donna. We make our home in Greer. And Donna will be in and out. I have no traffic. And everyone have a good night. 73.
4NUE. Oh, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI on HC. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no moon cake.
KC4LZI,
I recognize W-D-A-R-O-N. That's my good friend, Mr. Ed, up in Brevard. Hope you are doing well, sir. Okay, we'll move on to the next group. I'm sorry, any more stations, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4-NUE.
KO4-NUE. Again, KO4-QLD, KO-Oscar-4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, negative and negative.
I got you, Chris. KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris up in Liberty. Chris, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Okay, let's move on to the next group, Uniform through Zulu. Are there any stations with the suffix that begin with Uniform through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu, and my friend, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu, Mike, Daniel. CTH tonight is traveling for us, and we'll stick around for some comments. Good evening to everyone on the net.
AMUE. Check in and out. Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey. KI4VLW, Randy. Also check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima. KJ4CRL, Linda. And we're in Asheville.
I would like to recognize KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda up in Asheville, and along with her is KI4VLW, that's, did I get Randall, sir? I think that's right, Randall. Did I get that right, sir? Also, KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler, up on Traveler's Rest, and KJ4WZM, Daniel in Traveler's Rest. Hope you two guys are having a good time tonight. Y'all be safe out there. All right, are there any more stations? Quebec through Tang, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
This is KO4WWZ. Did you mark this down for comments?
Chandler, yes, sir, I do have you marked down for comments. How about Mr. Daniel?
He says yes. Thank you, Chad. Back to net. KO4WWZ.
Gentlemen, my apologies. I got you both down for some comments tonight. All right, we're going to open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. And out. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India. KJ4BKI. That's Jack. Rock Hill, South Carolina.
I'd like to recognize KJ4 Bravo Kilo India. That's Mr. Jack up in Rock Hill. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Jack. All right, any more stations? Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So, let's move on to... I'm hesitant to close the formal portion because I really would like everybody to listen kind of what's going to be said tonight. But I'll go ahead with the preamble. It's your station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Now securing the formal portion of the net, we'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag you may secure at this time. It has been a real pleasure to be your net controller tonight, and we'll be stopping periodically through the rag chew portion for additional check-ins. So first on the stump is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead and take it, sir.
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening, Dawn on the net. We didn't have a whole lot, well, we didn't do a whole lot today. I was messing around, I was doing some stuff, working around the house and out in the yard the other day, and pinched my sciatic nerve, and I went to the chiropractor yesterday, and he turned me every which way but loose, upside down and sideways. Got it pretty much back in. It's still real sore today. I've been on and off the ice today. Got to go back to see him again on Monday and let him make sure everything that he put back into place stays. So I wanted to come up and help y'all out today, but when you can't hardly walk, you know, that's not a good thing. So I figured that's the best thing for me to do, to just stay out of the way. So I didn't get to come up and help you fellas move all that stuff. But that's been about my day, Chad, really. We went outside a few times and fed the dogs and walked the little one several times that stays in the house. But other than that, we hadn't done a whole lot at all today.
Your sciatic nerves bothering you, that's not good. But with that, talking about chiropractors, the other night I fell asleep with YouTube on. And, you know, YouTube, it just kind of takes you down the rabbit hole. If you don't select something, then it goes right on to the next video, and then 30 minutes later you're off on some topic that you didn't even choose. Well, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to chiropractic videos where they're, you know, giving adjustments, and you can hear these awful cracks and pops when they adjust. And I've had to go to a chiropractor several times over the past couple of years, and it's a little bit painful, but you do get some relief afterwards. And I hope he was able to get you back into adjustment. I know that's not a good thing to deal with.
I don't know if I'd want to watch chiropractic videos or not, but I was describing to Joy how he had adjusted the sciatic hip joints down there and the vertebra down there that's messing with his sciatic nerve. When he popped the left side first, and he got me pull my leg across my right leg and had it pull the knee up. He pushed my left shoulder down and pushed down on my leg, and it popped. It was pretty loud. You could hear it. He turned me over, went around to the other side and pulled my right knee across my left leg, and he bounced on my knee 3 times. He did it the first time, and it didn't do anything. He did it the second time. He said, huh. He did it the third time. He said, there it went. I didn't hear it, didn't feel it or anything. But he told me, he said, you waited too long to come in. But I told him, I said, well, you told me I needed to come a little more often when I was working. And he did tell me that driving a truck was one of the worst professions to have, knocking you back and stuff out of alignment, even with the air ride seats and all that, because of the bouncing up and down and climbing in and out of the trucks. So when I was working, I used to go to him a little more frequently, but I think I'm going to start going every, about every 3 months or so, just to make sure everything's where it's supposed to be. Other than that, Chad, I'll quit grumbling and complaining and whining. Turn it back over to you. I feel a whole lot better, and I'm sure I'll be fine on Monday. Be back to my normal mean self. And we'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. I know you got some other folks you want to talk, and then you got some other stuff you want to talk about. So I'll hang around for that, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
Dropping by, and I'm sure you'll be better by Monday. If not, I'm sure Miss Joy can get you hopping. So with that, let's see if there's any additional check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next up on the stump, which is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Go ahead and take it, sir.
For NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, it's a pleasure to have you in that control tonight, Chad. It always is. Today,
was not the first day of spring, but it's the one that probably has the most impact for me each year. Today I noticed that the cherry blossoms bloomed here. Now this, I don't know what gives them the signal to pop out like that, but they do so overnight. And it's just glorious. Our entryway and right across the street from us is a big one on the corner. They were planted strategically throughout our complex. And when the cherry blossoms bloom, well, it just means, you know, God is still in control. That's the way I look at it. So it was a beautiful day here, and I'll take every beautiful day this, because I know, you know, the hot ones are coming, aren't they? For sure. Well, so how was your day, Chad?
Okay, and I am a little bit sore, I will admit. And I am a little bit tired. I was able to meet some of the calls that I've heard come through the net before and have never been able to meet. And that was a true pleasure. Gene was one of those. Nice to meet such a man of character. And JD, I got to meet him. And Mr. Bob, that was wonderful. So, you know, when you've got an opportunity to put a name with a call sign, that's always a really great experience for me. Because when you're on the radio, you don't have body language or facial expressions to show excitement or joy. But when you get to, you know, shake that person's hand or give them a hug, either one, there's a lot of information that's exchanged with that you can't do on the radio. And that's always very enjoyable for me.
I have to agree, crying out loud. Yeah, I had no idea to expect such a phenomenon as that when I got into this hobby. But you talk on the radio with people, you know, a disembodied voice, and you get to know a person that way. And I'll do it again. I'm going to recall KI4DOS and meeting him at a ham fest. He was probably the first eyeball cubeso, I think we call it, that I'd ever had, and it was a pleasant surprise and a shock all at the same time. Just, you know, Gary's got a good grip, so just to put that hand out there and fighting for the grip, you know, it was good, and we enjoyed that ham fest, and I enjoy ever since then his friendship. And I've had many friends in this hobby, I will say, some of the best ones I've had in my life. And there's a lot of people out there listening to me right now that will say, oh yeah, I remember mine. But if you haven't had yours yet, if you haven't had that first encounter, you're in for something. And it's a big pleasure. So, Chad, I know you've got other people waiting, and I don't want to you know, hog the airways, but it's always good to chat with you for a bit. Everyone, have a real good night. This is KK4JBQ, and I'll be around for the roundtable. 7-3.
Appreciate the comments, and that I've never heard it called an eyeball QSO, but I will definitely remember that. And I appreciate your comments. Appreciate you hanging around for the rag. You too. Okay, any more stations? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next on the stump, which is KO4WWZ. Go ahead, Mr. Chandler, you got it.
Hello there, Chad. This is KO4WWZ. I'm going to talk to you, but can I call Gary real quick?
Can't call your station.
KI4DOS, KO4WWZ.
KO4WWZ, KI4DOS, hey Chandler.
I don't know if you've around listening to Nine and Chad's discussion last night, but there's an amp in the power supply on the swap net, I don't know what it is, but, you know, I know it's from AK, and it's 30 watt power supply for $100. I'm wanting to get that from you so I can hook up my base station in the basement. What can we do to make that happen, sir?
Give me a call like tomorrow afternoon, Chandler. You call me at 567-1101. Just give me a call and we'll get together.
Okay. I copy and thank you for that. And KO4 in UE, KO4 WWC. You got a minute to talk with us?
Chandler, go ahead, sir.
I tried to call and text you today. You have permission to come to the house. I don't know if you'll be in that area tomorrow, but the day was okay with you coming today, and I tried to call you and see if you could come by, but that didn't work today. If you're in the area tomorrow, can you stop by my QTH?
I will. I don't think I will be in your location tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday. And I'd like to spend time with my wife on Sunday. But sorry I couldn't get to your phone call today. I was busy helping the club out for a little bit. But I do apologize for that. But tell me about your antenna. Were you able to do anything with it?
I haven't gotten it up yet. I went and got the wooden dials, the spray paint, the T-connector, and I got taps to the T-connector in the top. I meant to send you pictures of that, and I will take pictures of them and send them to you sometime tomorrow. I went and got all the other stuff I needed.
Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you got your stuff together, and it's probably going to be, Chandler, I'd say probably another 4 to 5 days before I'll be back in that location. I don't kind of know what to tell you to do, I guess, other than, work out your power supply as you would with Mr. Gary, and I'm sure he'll be glad to meet you somewhere, and make the swap. But keep working on your antenna. I mean, this is part of it, is trying to learn and experiment. And, I'll help you when I'm back in the area. I'll be glad to.
I appreciate that, Chad. So, my only other concern is I have the coax to hook up. I'm not concerned about that. But when it comes to hooking the coax and then having the two-way connector to connect the rest of it to my radios, this is the main reason I want to buy that ICOM, so I ain't got to have all these connectors to hook up the radios. But I don't have the coax to hook to the switch to hook to my radios, and I don't know exactly what I need.
Roger that. Well, Chan, when you come by next week, or if you're there with Mr. Daniel, I'm sure Daniel can help you out a little bit, give you some advice. But like I said, it'll be 4 or 5 days before I can get back that way, I guess. But Mr. Chandler, I got Mr. Daniel. Mr. Daniel, I got to get next. You got anything else for us tonight, sir?
No, sir. KO4 WWC, that's
it. Handing it over to Daniel. If there are any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4 NUE. Move next on the list, which is KJ4 WZM. Mr. Daniel, you got a nice clean stump, sir. Go ahead and take it.
KO4 NUE, KJ4 WZM. Hey, did you happen to notice all that gravel on the ground today when you were moving that equipment?
I did. That had your name all over it, didn't it?
That's my contribution. Unfortunately, I was not able to help out today. I instead ended up yo-yoing up and down Highway 101 between Woodruff and Greer all day. I moved 11 truckloads of dirt and put on 440 miles and did all that in 12 hours.
You did a good job with the gravel. I have no idea how you got it up that driveway, but I guess that's just skill, right?
Yeah, I backed that truck up that driveway. That was fun. That was definitely fun. I backed it into the woods over there and everything. And I'm not sure how much evidence there is, but when I brought the first load in, the ground was absolutely saturated, and that truck at one point, it just sat down in the ground, and I had to dump the gravel off just to leave. It kind of acted like a mouse on a glue board. So I had to get rid of the gravel. But Johnny did some good work and worked it all out, and now it looks pretty good. I haven't been back up there since I dumped the last load, but I do have a video that I took of what it looked like when I had left it last. But yeah, I had a lot of fun going in there with the dump truck. Really, really, really narrow. The mirrors were wiping the trees on both sides.
I don't think I could have done that, but you know, I'm not a skilled driver either, especially with the big stuff. But it did look nice, and you did a good job. And all right, Mr. Daniel, I'm not. Please don't take this wrong. I'm not trying to cut it short, but we got some ground to cover tonight, and I'm hoping you and Mr. Chandler will hang around and listen for a few minutes. But if you don't have anything for us before we lose too many people and it gets too late, I'd like to close this out so we can get on to the topic at hand. You have anything else for us, Mr. Daniel?
That's it for now, and I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll catch up with you a little later on down the log. Good night. And good net, 73s to everybody. And we'll go ahead and see what you got for us tonight. KJ4WZM, back to net.
I forego shutting the net down and the net report. I'll take care of that at a later date because I know it's getting close to bedtime. So let me go ahead and start this and give just a little bit of background. Okay. So I'm going to try my best not to get weird here. So I retired from the military and got my ham radio license, and I'd like to add that I worked very hard to get my license, as each and every one of you in this community have done. I found a community on this net, and that community was very evident to me when I got to meet some of the calls today. So what I'm trying to say is that this community has value to me, and I am hoping that it has value for the people who are able to listen tonight. As you know, we have experienced some major QRM, which is man-made interference, on this frequency. It is very offensive, and it is not professional at all. And it has gotten to the point to where it is not constructive at all. So I would like to have a discussion with this community to discuss a small plan on what to do to try to prevent this from happening and to stop this from happening. So I'm going to take a break here and a pause here, and I am asking any station that is interested in participating in this, what I'm about to propose, please grab a pen and a piece of paper, and I will pause and give you a second to grab that because I have a little bit of information I want to hand out to you. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll be back shortly. KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First thing I want you to write down is my email address. That is Chad L. as in Lewis, Chad L. Hightower, one word, @gmail.com. Chad L. Hightower @gmail.com. Telephone number is 864-915-9166. I say again, 864-915-9166. as Tuesday nights, Walt has training Tuesdays, and I am filling in for Walt while he is recovering. And well, let me start it this way. So you have my telephone number and address. We're going to go through some functions on the radio real quick, so that when you experience this QRM or this interference, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on what to do. So let me demonstrate by saying an immediate key down is very effective, and I'm going to demonstrate how this works for some of the newer hams who don't understand how to do this. So I'm going to make a call to a station, and what I mean by an immediate key down is every station needs to speed things up in their mind just a little bit. And when you hear one operator stop transmitting, even though the squelch tail may still be on the carrier, pick up on the squelch tail as soon as the operator ends and keep the conversation going. And I will demonstrate. KO4HKX, this is KO4NUE. Are you in there, sir?
KO4HKX.
Patrick, I appreciate you coming back with us tonight, and I appreciate all your help today. It was nice meeting you, and it was nice to meet the other hams.
It was a good day today. Enjoyed all that and had a good time, and yes, I'm feeling tired tonight.
Yes, sir. It was nice to meet Mr. Dave. It was nice to meet Mr. Gene as well. And, you know, it's a good opportunity. It's good to always meet people like Mr. Gene and JD as well. And any time that you can spend with Dave is a good day. I also got to meet Mr. Leroy. That was nice. And Mr. Bob as well.
The same here. I had a good time sitting around the lunch table there and just sharing stories and sharing experiences and what we want to get out of the hobby.
Roger that. Okay, Patrick, I appreciate you demonstrating how to do that. So I'm going to take a pause here for any new operators or any operator that may have missed what just happened, or take an opportunity to give someone an opportunity to comment on what just happened. And if you have any questions, please ask. Don't hesitate. This is KO4NUE. I'm going to pause just for a second for any comments.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. I was just wondering if it's as effective if you simply press the push-to-talk key down, and that gets the repeater's attention, even if something's not on your mind, just right away. KK4JBQ.
That's a good point, Mr. Larry. You don't have to speak. Eventually you will, and you will need to identify. But if you need to respond to keep a interfering station from accessing the repeater. Now, there's a lot of ands and buts here, okay? It depends on power levels. It depends on topography. It depends on a lot of things, okay? However, I would like to say, I can't comment for any other station, but I will comment on my station, is that psychologically, in my mind, if that is all I can do, I'm going to do it. It makes me feel better, okay? So with that, I'll ask if anybody has any other comments before we move on to picking up the end of the carrier or the end of the speech of another operator to try to minimize QRM. Are there any questions, or would anybody like to comment? KO4NUE.
Alright, so simply an immediate key down would be as soon as one person is done talking, key the mic and start talking as soon as you can, like, to avoid QRM from this interfering station.
Right, okay. So with a couple of exceptions here, obviously, we want to try to do that when you experience QRM, not during the day, but when it is present, then trust me, you'll know what to do when it is present. Now, let me move on to the next point, okay? That's one tip or trick. And the second thing I'd like to say is that there's a couple of ways to do this, and here's why we're doing it. And here is why I am stepping up and saying why I am doing this tonight is that there is, let me pause here for a second.